The following recording is offered by the Village Zendo. For more information, please visit villagezendo.org.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I'm looking at this screen of many, many rectangles. So lovely to see everyone virtually together, practicing our Zazen. Maybe emptying our minds from all the anxieties of these times. What a strange way we have of finding a sanctuary. A sanctuary that will hold us and empower us to live skillfully in these crazy times. I'm thinking a lot about a sanctuary, a place of protection, a refuge. It's for me where I stop the noise inside and out and recognize my place, in the grandest sweep of time. Just we stop and appreciate our breath. Maybe a soft breeze. As I was sitting, the song of an autumn warbler came floating in the window. Rather different from the helicopters that have been hovering for all day yesterday over City Hall, which is not so far from where I am, humming above us. So naturally, I'm delighted to find this virtual space as my sanctuary. It's not a grand physical space, but somehow together we find something in this mutuality of intention that we all have. We all managed to get to show up today. So there's a koan in the Book of Serenity, one of our classic and probably the most poetic of the koan collections. And it describes so beautifully an incident in theoretically in Shakyamuni's lifetime. It's a made-up story, but it's quite wonderful. And it's a wonderful way to interrogate our assumptions and opinions. That's why we study koans, is to check and check and check so we don't get caught in a fantasy, but we're able to really examine what this practice we have is all about. So the koan is case number 4, and it's very sweet. It's very short. As the world-honored one was walking with his congregation, he pointed to the ground with his finger and said, "This spot is good to build a sanctuary." Indra, the emperor of the gods, took a blade of grass and stuck it in the ground and said, "The sanctuary is built." And the world-honored one smiled. So what is it like for us now in these tormented times to simply remember that the moment of seeking a sanctuary, at that very moment of imagining a sanctuary, of imagining a quiet peace in our hearts, it's right there. It's so close. When we seek a sanctuary from our fears and our discomfort, it is right in that moment that we are so close to it. Because where else can it be? The sanctuary is always right here. It's an obvious shift, but it's not so easy to do. I recognize that. I think that's why we founded and have continued to support the Village Zendo Zen Center, because we have a commitment to remember that the way is never far away from us. The way is right here. We just need to stop and breathe and remember who we are. Remember that we're part of this vast cosmos throughout time. So maybe Shakyamuni, I imagine him, he was feeling inspired, and he saw this lovely location and thought, oh, yeah, it'd be great to build a temple here, to inspire others to come and practice in this temple. This is the right place to build a spiritual home. So he says in the koan, this would be a good place to build a sanctuary. And it seems Indra, known as, he may have been the king of the gods in the Hindu tradition, but he also was known in the Buddhist tradition as the protector of Buddhism. So Indra simply went him one better, because he demonstrated what we seek is always so close to us. We don't have to seek the funding and hire the architects and the contractors. What Indra did was stick a blade of grass in the earth and say, the sanctuary is built. For me, it's so much like what happened in March when we had to close the Zendo. It was, in a way, unthinkable. We've always been a rugged little group. We persisted for over 30 years. We pay high rent in order to be in an accessible location. We hold an annual schedule, a monthly schedule, a daily schedule. Suddenly we had to close our doors. Without hesitation, a team of Village Zendo folks essentially stuck a blade of grass in the internet. They said, the sanctuary is built. What a wonderful insight. What wonderful energy came to pass. It was immediate and direct, just like Indra. And you could say that showing up every day as we do for our online Zendo establishes again and again the sanctuary. We take this moment, this instant in time, and say, yes, here I build my sanctuary. Here I sit in this very moment. We call it virtual, but it's virtual is a great word. It's more virtue than semblance. Because out of the sanctuary, out of holding space, we actually restore our own well-being. We re-energize our bodhisattva nature so that we can find ways to care for beings, to serve, protect life, to be patient with those with whom we don't agree. And in this time of political conflict, this time of real uncertainty, of threatening chaos, or maybe a peaceful political resolution, in this time, we seem to have to explore more skillfully than ever how we can be of use and deliver what is needed at this time. So this reminds me of Dogen's study of time being, of our relationship to this aspect of life that we call time. What is that time? Sotin spoke skillfully of this fascicle in anticipating that we'll be using it to study throughout our winter ongo. It is Dogen's time being, Uji, and Kaz Ta-Nehisi translates it as time being. Other translators have translated it as being time. A very different kind of feeling. So we'll be working with this text, and it came up for me when I thought about this sanctuary, is because a sanctuary is a kind of stopping for a moment and inhabiting a different quality of time. And in this essay that Dogen wrote, he is encouraging each of us not to see time as over there, but as we ourselves are a moment of time. To recognize that in ourselves, to see again and realize our position in the stream of time. You know, now with this pandemic and the political chaos that we're in, where the forces of the classic poisons of Buddhism, greed, anger, and ignorance, are rising to the top. And the vision of community and interdependence and connection are also rising to the top to meet the greed, anger, and ignorance. I know daily I'm reading about threats and remedies, problems and solutions, planning for crisis, hoping for resolution, hoping for a turning towards the bodhisattva vision. At such a time, Dogen says, recognize yourself as a moment of time, to see with new eyes, recognize. For me, that too is sanctuary. And what would that be like? To imagine ourselves as a moment in time. Behind us, our past, the world's past, and before us, the vastness of time. In the midst, right now, each of us, here in this virtual space, breathing in and out, just this moment, together. Dogen alludes to this in the early section of Uji. He writes, when you are at this place, there is just one grass, there is just one form. There is understanding of form and no understanding of form. There is understanding of grass and no understanding of grass. Since there is nothing but just this moment, the time being is all the time there is. Grass being, form being, are both time. When you're at this place, there's just one grass, there's just one form. There's understanding of form and no understanding of form. There's understanding of grass and no understanding of grass. Since there is nothing but just this moment, the time being is all the time there is. Grass being, form being are both time. So this phrase, when you're at this place, what do you suppose it means? Could it be that in that moment when you recognize you are just who you are, and at the same time, an element, a part of everything else, in that moment, you are in that place, which, as we say, throughout space and time. We say that in our chants all the time, throughout space and time. At that point, we are sanctuary itself. So maybe you've seen this, maybe you've glimpsed this in an ordinary moment, maybe during Zazen, or maybe just on an odd moment of your day when a sound might open your mind. And in that moment, when you hear the warbler, you are yourself and also the warbler, and also the tree where the warbler is singing from. You are your sanctuary for yourself and for others. So when we are, what Dogen says, at this place, in relationship to everything that is, it's like a visceral recognition. It only lasts a moment, but don't let that moment go by without, yes. It's what maybe what Walt Whitman said when he said, I am vast containing multitudes. And precisely just at that moment, listening to a virtual talk in a pandemic before an important political election, also all true in this very moment. Dogen, when he writes, there is understanding of grass and no understanding of grass. I see him using that same blade of grass that Indra was using. A blade of glass as a device to signal our relationship to the whole. One blade of grass, each one of us individually in these little boxes here in Zoom. All these blades of grass, part of a whole field of grass. And also maybe the blade of grass is reminding us what it is we need to use to build our sanctuary. Dogen's understanding of time and Indra's placing a blade of grass in the earth. And you logging on to Zoom, online Zendo. Sticking a blade of grass in the ground to build a sanctuary is also offering energy to sustain the world as we know it, to sustain the world as best we can. We engage in political action, we vote for the best interests of everyone in our community. We offer our money and our best efforts for the well-being of others. In a time of political turmoil, we turn our hearts and energies to finding the most skillful way that we can be of use to the whole. So Dogen is reminding us to experience ourselves as an element in the vast interconnected reality, as an integral facet in this wild and brilliant cosmos. We are important we do matter. We do make a difference. So we have to ask ourselves then, if this is true, then how do we plant our stalk of grass to create our sanctuary? Dogen says, each moment is all being, is the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. Dogen is asking us to expand our view, to recognize the grandest of visions. We are a single entity, a wholeness that embraces all that is, all embraces all, and is anything left out? One could say that the conflicts in our day-to-day world are all about who is left out. So what might it mean for us to consider, as Dogen writes, whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment? Is anything left out of the present moment? I read that as a charge to me. Who am I leaving out today? You might ask yourself, who are you leaving out today? This is an amazing, exciting, woke time in our culture. We are being awakened to clusters of economic and political and cultural othering that we may have overlooked. We are rereading history, re-examining language. We are inhabiting the world around us today. And when Dogen reminds us to be part of everything, that everything is a part of us. We're called to recognize that each individual part of that whole requires our loving attention and care. We are all being called to wake up in so many ways. Wake up to the ongoing changing times, and at the same time to be able to stop and to experience ourselves as sanctuary, as an element in the vast universe of consciousness, and to embrace the wholeness, the oneness of life. The times are changing. The times are always changing. And we are required to step up and be part of that change. Be part of this very moment. As our 13th century poet philosopher Dogen says, each moment is all being, is the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. Let me offer a closing gatha to Dogen's remark. Like a swiftly flowing stream, like a cloud scooting across the sky, my life, your life, and our world, let us take care of all of it.